CapeTownBigWalk.com. 29 minutes before 10. Now, early on this evening, I caught up with Ivan Oosthuizen, and we've spoken to him before on The Honest Truth. Ivan is the CEO of LiveWell, and I got some advice and tips from Ivan on how to enjoy the holidays with the loved one living with dementia.
Smile 90.4 FM, The Honest Truth with Benito Vergatini.
Ivan, the holiday season can cause mixed feelings for a family affected by dementia. It's supposed to be a time of celebration, but for some, this comes with the added feeling of loss and the additional stress of caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's over the holiday period. Ivan, how does one create a safe, calm space for a person with dementia during the holiday season?
Nito, yes, I'm so happy that you've decided to speak about this. I think, first of all, I agree with you. It is quite an emotional time, lots of expectations. And I think you have to, as a family, you know, take a step back and realize that if you have someone with dementia with you, or if you're visiting someone living with dementia, that it may not necessarily be business as usual. So I think to answer your question, you know, it starts around the preparations for example, the main accommodation or the holiday home, for example. I think less is definitely more. And I think, you know, it's not a good thing to necessarily overstock the house with decorations and gifts and all sorts of floor hazards and beach towels and flip-flops and, you know, the typical things you associate with a holiday home. And I think, you know, we need to think more practical around the fact that this is specifically if you have your loved one going with you to a holiday home, for example, that you need to accommodate your loved one's memory loss and forgetfulness and be patient by showing them around in the holiday home 2, 3, 4 times a day if need be, just until they're a bit more familiar with their environment, you know. And you ask the question about, you know, quiet and peaceful. It's really all about the kind of setting that you create. So nice, soft, classical music. I don't want to say Boney M, but anything classical that can create a soft atmosphere is good. You know, try and steer away from the synthetic fruits and gifts and sweets and other edibles. And I think very important, directly related to your question, is if you can try and create what we call a quiet or a safe room, which is sort of an area away from the noise and the stimulation, you know, that buzz and that hum you get when there's a lot of people in a house or a room, where your loved one can recharge and rest and maybe take a nap, and then, you know, and everybody also respect that space. So I think the underlying answer to your question is, I think it starts with an awareness in the family that, you know, we have grandma or grandpa or Uncle Joe or Uncle Jack or whoever with us, and let's just be sensitive to their changing needs.
Using that example of taking a loved one to a holiday home, how does one then adapt holiday activities? Is it, as you say, also around the maxim of less is more?
I think first of all, if you are going to have people that visit you, which is likely to happen, family and friends, I think try and break them down into smaller groups and in shorter, more intimate settings. So maybe spread the visits throughout the day instead of having one group of 15 or 20 with all the grandkids and everybody running around. Maybe break it down in 3 groups of 5 or 6. And then try not to have too many visitors after 3. From about 3, 3:30, 4-ish onwards, we find that our dementia resident starts running out of energy. They start to be less observant and less communicative. And I think also, you know, it's more about being together than it is about doing together. You know, our younger generation, we tend to go to places and we want to do 20 things. But sometimes it's not about that. This time of year, it might just be about being together. And I think if you are going to go on outings, you know, keep them short and uncomplicated. A walk along the beach is far easier than a zip line across a forest, if I can use that as an example.
Mm.
And then if you are going to have friends and family, try and let them know beforehand what your loved one's preferences are, you know, their likes, their dislikes, especially where siblings or family haven't visited you for maybe not even a number of months, sometimes a number of years. Just make sure that they're aware that, you know, your loved one may not like to be spoken to quickly or unexpectedly. And then lastly, I think very important is, you know, try not to have lots of loud music and lots of masses of people throughout. You know, have definite demarcated time zones that you don't. And I mean, one can communicate this in a very amiable, diplomatic way, but be very firm as to your quiet spaces in the day and let them go inside with your loved ones, you know, resting periods and when they take a break and so on.
Smile 90.4 FM, Ivan Oosthuizen and the CEO of LiveWell, joining us in conversation this evening on The Honest Truth. Ivan, how does one also then celebrate if your loved one is at a care facility like a LiveWell?
I think people fall into three main categories, Benito. There's those families that take their loved one with them. There's those families that are fortunate in a care sense, to have their loved one in a facility. And then there are those that have a care arrangement at home, but they won't be at home. So depending on which one of those three, one will support it in a different way. So I'm going to use the example of... I'm going to try and give you something that would meet all three of those scenarios. So first of all, if you would like to go away and you'd like to give the primary caregiver, which in many instances is a wife, so if you want to give your mom a break while looking after your dad, it might be a good idea to consider a holiday care option or a daycare option at a facility in your area. Secondly, if you'd like to take mom with you, and there's no shame in saying we want to take mom away or dad away even with us for a couple of days. You can look at a range of professional care agency caregivers, but then you would need to let them come to you a few days prior to your giveaway or go away so that they get accustomed to your loved one's needs and desires. You can also let your caregiver join a support group over the festive season. I think it's good for caregivers to join support groups irrespective. And then lastly, I think very important is try and create a network of friends. There's a family that I know that made a whole range of little voice notes with pictures which they've left at the facility. And every single day they will, you know, mom will have a new message for the day and a little picture. So it's sort of, while the family isn't around to visit mom, they're making sure that there's continuity and that she stays connected with the family. And then if you have friends and family and a network in the area that aren't going to go away, you know, let them make a turn, let them take one or two pre-cooked meals, maybe a gift on Christmas Day if you celebrate Christmas. And, you know, just by doing that, you give a lot of support to your primary caregiver. And then I think very important lastly, and people tend to forget this, is make sure you've got a reliable emergency and support network. And this also applies if you are away with your loved one. Take enough meds with you, know the numbers of the hospitals in the area, try and have a good psychiatrist or doctor on standby, and make sure you've got enough of your loved one's regular medication that they need to take. People don't think about this when they think about beaches and holiday and sunsets, you know.
How important is it that the primary caregiver also has a chance to unwind and rest over the holiday period, Ivan?
Very important. I think what tends to happen is this, and you touched on it in the start of the conversation, there's this huge expectation, Benito, of people wanting to go away and see the family. And primary caregivers, and I say this as a general statement, they're usually the wives of husbands or the husbands of wives. It's usually spouses, and they want to make sure the kids have a good Christmas and they have a good time. And what tends to happen is they neglect themselves during this time. So I think it all starts with being reasonable in your own expectation and communicating that expectation to your family. There's no way you can just whisk yourself away and be away for 10 days unobtrusively and go away, that's not always possible. But by communicating your expectation of what you would like to have happen this Christmas or this festive season, it's not a shame. And be verbal and expressive about what you want and what would work for you. And don't be ashamed to speak to your family in an honest way as to what you would need to take a couple of days and a bit of a break. And for those that are visiting your family, take the initiative. Give mom or dad some time off. You know, stand together as a family, cover an hour or two if need be, and take mom away for that cup of coffee or that hairdo, or take dad away for a nice lunch or whatever. I think families can do a lot more, and I'm not saying that they aren't. I'm just saying in the festive season, you gotta be willing to walk that extra mile for your loved ones. That's what family is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it is a time to spend with loved ones. Ivan, exactly. What happens at Live Well over this period?
We've got a number of situations. Yes, some of our families are away, so some of our loved ones were, well, I wasn't going to say it earlier, but you know, some of those messages and pictures do come through our system and do come through our facilities. So we actually do that for loved ones. We make a special arrangement around Christmas. There are a few decorations around. We play some Christmas music. We've got special events at our various campuses in Bryanston and Somerset West. We try also to make it intimate and to make it special for the family. Sometimes they come beforehand and they join their loved one for the day. Sometimes they come and they ask if they could take their loved one out for a meal or a lunch, which is also fine. And we've got quite a number of people looking for holiday care options over this time. So that is an option we offer to the meter for those people that feel they just need a bit of a break. And other than that, we try and keep the memories and the reminiscence activities going. So we already start to build up around about this time, so that our residents are also, they start getting into the spirit, and the staff, wear Christmas hats and colors. And well, if you come to our facilities, how's that? If you come to our facilities, you'll see how the Christmas spirit has taken its hold.
I get a sense it already has, Ivan, by the way you describing it. Absolutely wonderful. Ivan Oersteijs and CEO of Live Well. Ivan, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think the other night I said it to someone else when they asked me a similar question. I said, just there's one important don't. Don't forget to enjoy your holiday.
Very, very important as well. Ivan, thank you so much for your time and for joining us in discussion.
Thank you for the opportunity, Benito, and have a wonderful festive season.
You too.
Thank you.